Recently, the people who published my biography, which was the best biography of the year in Turkey, it's called Big Fish in a Small Pond, wanted to publish my sohbets. After all, I have been talking to you since almost like 40 years, and in 40 years, so you can imagine how many weeks there are in it, so there are lots of talks, and it appears that when I was younger and more energetic, I wrote down things and I distribute them to you. I remember even Turkey, I used to send you missiles, you know, and things. So some of you have fished, you know, things, and there is a lot of writing which has been sent to Turkey, and of course before I sent them, I read them and I found two which wasn't, I don't know how did it get there, which wasn't written by us. It was very clear because it was very unclear. at least to me. sort of a scholarly writing. One was by Sayyid
Hussein Nasr.
Sayyid Nasr, yeah, very scholarly. I didn't understand anything. As I read them, I found one thing which I would like to share with you tonight, which was written 32 years ago. All our babies here were certainly not around 32 years ago, and those babies who was 32 years ago are already married old men and women now. How many of you were here 32 years ago? Let me see your hand. Yeah. Very few, aren't you? Yeah. And it's very timely that Risale, which I obviously wrote and dated for some reason, the 10th of December 1983. Sohbet on Adab. Hazreti Kuşeyri, Kudüs-e Serrahül Fettahi, in his Risale, on Adab, says the first principle of Adab, of good behavior and morals for the Muslims, is never to harm any created being. Never, never to harm any created being. Not the human being, which Allah Ta'ala says that is his best creation, but also an ant, also a rose bush, also a river, or an ocean, or the air, or the mountain. Never harm any created being. And to rush to save them if they are being harmed, even at the risk of losing your life. Furthermore, even if you are suffering oppression and tyranny from their hands, still not even wishing revenge or punishment on those who tyrannize and oppress you. Now compare this principle of Muslim behavior, which we are ordered with, to what is happening today, what people who call themselves Muslims are doing today. But there is nothing new. Because when the people of Yazid were to kill the grandson, the beloved Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu in Karbala, when they have wounded him with 360 wounds and they were about to behead him, like we see people being beheaded today, but that we're talking about the grandson of the beloved of Allah, who used to, when he was a child, when he was making his prayers, he used to climb on his back when he was making his prayers. And then he would take him in his arms and pray to Allah Ta'ala and say, "O Lord, I love this child, you love him too." When they were torturing and killing him, they were saying, do it quickly, because we are about to miss our noon prayer." So, you see, there is really nothing new. That's how it was, and that is how it is today. People who will claim they are Muslims because they have Muslim names will do these horrible things. It is neither the last one nor the first one. But that is not Islam. That is not human. That is not even animal. The animals kill and then they eat what they kill. Those people don't. Maybe one of these days they also will. It's evil, it's insane. And people who are insane cannot be Muslims. This is on the side. Allah Ta'ala addressing His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam He says وَإِنَّكَ لَأَلَّا هُلُكٍ عَزِيمٍ Surely I have sent you with the best of morals. And when he left this world, someone came to our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and asked about precisely the behavior of Rasulullah, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha responded, and he said his behavior was the Quran al-Kareem. I remember Muzaffar Efendi, my Sheikh, years and years ago, who was extremely insistent on good adab, your good behavior of us. He used to say that good behavior, good morals, your good character for a Muslim was our sword against the tyranny of our egos. He used to say nothing else except good behavior in imitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to enable us to save us from the tyranny of our egos. And he said the same thing, that is to say, abiding by good morals and good behavior and good character for people who are on higher level than us, it is the only means of connecting and coming close to Allah Ta'ala. In this writing, obviously, I must have collected a lot of hadiths. In fact, the whole 2-page of writing consists of hadiths. Not a word from me. So it is from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I am reading you, if you will be patient with me, and if you could please be attentive, these series of hadiths. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, The one who possesses a good character will reach a much higher level spiritually than those who spend their whole lives praying and fasting. He also says, the ones who have beautiful character are the best amongst you. The one whom I love most amongst you, and the one who will be closest to me on the day of last judgment, is the one who has the best character. On the day when your life actions will be weighed, there will be no good deed which will weigh heavier than good manners and good character. Be aware and listen. Shall I teach you the easiest and the most beneficent worship for you? It is to be calm, composed, dignified, with good manners, quiet, and without reacting and acting in accordance with a beautiful character. He addressed Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anh saying, Ya Abu Zar, shall I indicate to you two virtues which are easy yet which will weigh heavy in your favor on the day of last judgment? Choose good behavior and a quiet and calm demeanor. I swear upon Allah Most High, in whose hand is my being, that the good actions of all creation will not equal to those two virtues. Hazrat Usama reports, when we were sitting in the presence of the Messenger of Allah, well-mannered, polite, humble, calm, composed, still as if a bird was sitting on our head, some new people came from afar and asked Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, who is it amongst the servants of Allah who is most beloved by Him? And he answered, the one who has the best manners as you see those around me, said he. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha reports that the Messenger of Allah said, the one whose faith is most perfect amongst the believer is the one who has the best character, and the one who shows the greatest love, consideration, and compassion to his family, to his friends, and to all men. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal asked the Prophet for advice when he was leaving for a long journey. He answered, be a good servant to Allah without running partners to Him. He then asked for more advice, and the Prophet said, if you ever do wrong, follow it immediately with a good deed. Mu'adh then asked for more advice, and he said, be sincere in everything and behave in accordance with good manners and morals. When Hazrat Mu'adh put his foot on the stirrup and mount his horse, he added, O Mu'adh, follow at least the least of good behavior, be in peace and in good relation with people. Good behavior can be a show. We can pretend to be gentle and kind and nice, but in reality we wouldn't be. So sincerity is the essential factor in good manners. Imitation in everything else may be a way of education, of learning, but in the case of adab, it will not do. So it has to be really from the heart, it has to be sincere. Now that is the hard part. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sincerity is both the means and the result of good behavior. So through behaving good, you may become sincere, and through being sincere, you may achieve good behavior. I think that is something to think about. It includes that I, for instance, may sincerely fear resentment and anger toward Anwar. Now, in sincerity, I may express it or I may not express it, but the feeling is still there. So, should I pretend that when I am angry and I want to hit him on the head, you know, that, oh darling, you know that you're such a great guy? Or should I be sincere and be severe towards him? Now, according to this formula, that I think the sincerity eventually will bring me to good manners. Now, it is a very strange thing, but I think I can understand it. According to a hadith related by Ibn Hibban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one I love most amongst you and the ones who are closest to me as well in the hereafter are the ones who have the best manners and a beautiful character. And the ones who are most odious and will be farthest from me in the hereafter are the ones who have bad character. Then he mentioned three examples of bad manners that he disliked most. He used the word sersarun in Arabic. Is there anyone who speaks Arabic today? Vasek isn't here. You wouldn't know what sersarun is? No, I doubt it. Okay, you are here. What is sersarun?
Talk too much, sersara.
Sersarun, those who are loud and talk nonsensically. Is what he dislikes very much. Then he mentions mutashaddikun. I suppose comes from shadid, right? So like he knows them, the ashab knows those two words. Mutashaddikun are those whose actions are exaggerated and severe. Shadid. But then he also mentioned another word. Mutafaykihun. You don't know. They didn't know it either. And they asked, what did mutafaykihun meant? And he said, the arrogant ones who are continually trying to demonstrate their superiority to others. In another hadith, he says that there are repentance for every sinner, but not for the one who has bad character, because before he has finished doing a wrong deed and has time to repent, he starts doing a worse deed. And he used to pray, O my Lord, I take refuge in you from disunity and shirk and discord, insincerity and hypocrisy and bad behavior and character. When last week I talked about Rasulullah on the occasion of his birthday, I mentioned that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. We wouldn't be Muslims, we wouldn't be believers, we would have nothing to do with each other. And I mentioned that the last time that I was in Holy Land and standing in front of the tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it came to me to ask him, if I would present to him myself as I am now, with all the wrong things I have done in my life, heedless, unconscious, weak in faith, would he take me? And I told you that I felt that the answer was yes, but I didn't tell you how. When the ayat, the surah Zilzal was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how does it go? إِذَا زُلْزَلَتُ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا قَالَ الْإِنْسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لَا يُرَى أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَمَنْ عَمِلَ ذَرَّةً خَيْرًا يَرَاهُ وَمَنْ عَمِلَ ذَرَّةً شَرًّا يَرَاهُ. On the day of Yawmiddin, an atom of good deed which you have done will be counted, and an atom of evil which you have done will be counted. When Hazrat Abu Bakr, now I'm standing there and this is coming to me, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq heard this ayat, he broke into tears so terribly that he was dripping from his blessed beard. And Rasulullah said, "Ya Abu Bakr, what's the matter? What is happening to you?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all of a sudden I realize of all the terrible things which we have done, which I have done." That is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq speaking. "And that I am done, I am finished." And Rasulullah smiled and said, "Ya Abu Bakr, you forget that Allah Ta'ala says that His mercy far surpasses His anger, and you also forget my shafa'at." That's what I felt when I asked that question in the presence of Rasulullah. Islam cannot be practiced by simply at certain hours during the day spending few minutes making your prayers. Because those prayers which we do five times a day, if they are worth anything, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then it will prevent us from doing anything sinful. In short, the prayer at best, if it was done properly, will be a means of good behavior, which obviously it doesn't. All other forms of formal prayer, reading and studying the Quran, fasting during Ramadan, paying one zakat, going to the Hajj, does not make one a Muslim. A Muslim is a Muslim if he is a Muslim 24 hours a day. If he eats like a Muslim, if he drinks like a Muslim, if he breathes like a Muslim, if he feels like a Muslim, if he thinks like a Muslim, if he acts like a Muslim, then he is a Muslim. And the first principle of it, as I said at the beginning, is that he cannot, under any circumstance, harm any creation of Allah Ta'ala. And if he seems that if any of the creation of Allah Ta'ala is being harmed by someone and he has to go and save him at the risk of his life. Salaamu alaykum. Mm.